Folks, welcome back to the Jimmy O and Macon Clark Show. My co-host Macon Clark down here. We joke, of course, it's the Jimmy O Show. Macon Clark, though, is now making his, I think, third appearance since the season started as one of our players of the week. So we're just going to put his name on the chair going forward. How you doing today, Macon?
I'm doing good. How about you? Good to be back.
Good, man. And, of course, I got a second-time guest, I believe. Well, third time overall, but second time in the season, Larry Brooks. How you doing, Larry?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, good. Good to have y'all. Folks, this is brought to you by FTW, Fear the Wave Network, and The Collective. If you haven't seen it on social media, we're on a mission this week. Our correspondent, Jake Weinstock, is 0-9 in conference road game appearances, and he plans to be in Tampa. But he has committed that if we raise $10,000 this week for the FTW Collective, so go to the website, www.ftwcollective.com. If we raise $10,000 this week, he will watch the game on his phone from the parking lot. We'll not go in the stadium. We got to keep Jake out of the stadium. Fair enough? All right. Well, guys, let's get into it this week. These guys, they're not worried about superstition, but, you know, just in case, we're going to all do our part on the outside. Real quick last week, man, huge win. Mm-hmm. You know, East Carolina, that was the hardest watch of all last season. You know, as a fan, my wife and I were at this conference in Waco, Texas. We were out in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
And I didn't watch the game. I didn't check any scores. I didn't do anything. And, like, as soon as the conference ended, I came back and I was going to watch the replay. And I was, like, fast-forwarding through the commercials on. And I just couldn't believe what I was seeing. You know?
Yeah.
I just expected it to get better. Oh, they're going to tighten up and all that. And it just never really happened. You know, over 600 yards offense. All sorts of stuff. So, I knew y'all had an extra chip on your shoulder this week.
Yeah, definitely.
You know?
Yeah.
And that chip came to bear, man. Incredible performance. Once again, you know, I think y'all are fourth in the nation in pass defense, seventh in scoring defense, and it showed. I mean, fifth-year starter, all-time conference leader at quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Held him. He really was right under 200 yards until some garbage time yards or, you know, rally time where we're playing soft shell stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was the key in your mind for us to sort of be able to limit the explosive offense of ECU?
We know we're playing a veteran quarterback. He's been in the system a long time. We know what he likes. We know his tendencies. So we just have to do our job and take all things away.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's no doubt.
We did a lot. Since, like he said, we played against guy that's played a lot of football. So what we did a lot was disguise. I think we confused him pretty good. And calls him just to, like, hold the ball just for an extra second, and we got to him. He had to scramble or throw the ball away or whatever. So
right. You know what? Watching the game, I was like, man, I told somebody at halftime, too. I was like, man, as good as this pass defense has been, we need more pass rush. Of course, when you're only rushing three or four, you're not going to get the quarterback as fast. But then the second half, you really saw the pressure rate go up, despite the fact that we continued to only rush three or four. I don't think we blitzed the entire game.
Yeah.
How about those big boys up front for getting home? You know, Turbo Package, we give one and two some credit too in those, but kind of speeding him up as the game kept going on to help. You know, I think it was a big key as well in the second half shutout.
Mm-hmm. We made some adjustments at halftime. We had to cover better so they can make some plays up front, and we had to do their job to make their job easier.
Mm-hmm.
Cover sacks.
Larry, I saw you. As I was driving out, run back picking my son. I said, I think I got a play of the game there. But really, I think the biggest play of the game probably was your interception here at this end zone.
Yeah.
And I was very confident of it because when I saw the ball go up, they're about on the 35 or something coming in, and Ayers tries to hit that seam, you know, it coming into the end zone, and then, like, as soon as I looked up, I saw you tracking it, like, right away, coming from the opposite hash. I was like, yeah, this is a pick.
Yeah.
And you know, it actually was a harder pick than I saw in my mind because, you know, you had to do some fancy footwork to get that foot down.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I thought it was a big play in the game. It kind of just gave us an extra boost, momentum shift, just to kind of just go ahead and get that extra push and, you know, go ahead and just kind of, you know, put the game away and just, you know, go ahead and take off with it. So,
yeah, you know, and I think, and you could talk about your friends on the offense, but I think a difference between good teams and great teams really kind of were exemplified in that drive, the way you ended it. You made a big, you know, great play to end the drive. But then what the great teams do is then they capitalize on that.
Yeah.
And what you saw there was our offense then take the ball in what? I think two plays to deuce mostly. I mean, it might have been a couple other plays that had, but a quick strike drive.
Yeah.
Where we extend the lead from 14-9 to 21-9.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess you're getting to the point now, like when you're here catching your breath, you know that those guys are going to get the job done on the other side of the ball as well.
Yeah. So, like I said, it just kind of just gave a whole momentum shift, a whole just a boost of energy. You could feel it on the sideline. Just and once we strike that fast, it was just like we was on and rolling out.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was a big play. Yeah, something that we needed. Big momentum play.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, guys, and I just felt like it was a three-phase win, you know.
Uh-huh.
Those guys came out intent on trying to stop our run attack. Mike and the receivers responded, offensive line responded.
Uh-huh.
But then great special teams played throughout the game, and then, of course, you guys have done what you've done all year. Take me into, as we look ahead, right, going into South Florida, road opportunity in the conference, never easy, right? What's the key for the defense to sort of keep rolling in terms of the relatively assignment sound, mistake-free ball y'all been playing?
Just working hard at practice, just executing, dominating the field, putting all the trust in Coach Hemp, and just keep just repeating our technique throughout the week. And I think it's going to make it better as a defense.
I'll say just keep preparing, don't matter the opponent, prepare the same. Tackling, that's a big thing. Tackling, just eliminate explosive plays. That's the biggest thing. I feel like, it's hard for a team just to drive the field consistently without any big plays. It's 3-4 yards, 3-4 yards. So we eliminate explosive plays. I feel like.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that's the sort of the, I don't know if it's hidden, but like the sort of secret to y'all's success this year is It's not that you haven't given up some drives, you have, but you've made them earn it. And by doing so, by eliminating explosive plays. Mm-hmm. And big credit to you guys, and you know, in the secondary, y'all are the last line of defense oftentimes.
And
making that happen. You know, guys, I think the challenge posed this week by USF, you kind of look at their results, you can never tell, right? They've had some bad games, but like, I mean, they almost won in the Swamp. They almost beat Cincinnati at Cincinnati last week. That's a team with a lot of talent led by a really dynamic runner at quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Right? And so we've seen some running quarterbacks so far this year. Mm-hmm. UMass, Kansas State come to mind. So what's the key to containing that unique threat, the fact of a not unique, but you know, that particular threat, the threat of a running quarterback you can sling it as well?
They have a pretty good quarterback and a pretty good running back. We just got to do our job, stay in our gaps, trust the defense, and just really mostly do our job so we just can fall in the right place. And I think that's how we'll stop them.
Good deal. Okay. Well, guys, you know, I've asked you both this question before. I guess you're not going to tell us any secrets about what we're wearing this week, although – I will say it is an opportunity on the road to wear what I will really want to see, which is an all-white look.
Yeah.
So tell me, like, I guess mix it up a little bit. What's been your favorite road look so far in your career, if any come to mind?
Probably the all-blue.
Yeah.
Probably the all-blue, yeah.
Broke that out on the road as well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like the all-white. I think I'd be fresh in the all-white.
Yeah, I like the all-white for sure.
White helmets, too.
Yeah.
That would look really
white, everything. Yeah, I like that.
I think that we would look really fast in that look. I was talking to Tajay about that last week.
Yeah.
I was like, do you know how fast you'd look in all-white? White shoes, too?
Yeah.
In that NFL stadium, it wouldn't even be able to see you.
Yeah.
So, look, man, well, good deal. Look, just one thing. You know, we always try to keep charities in mind. One thing I want to talk about, one that I had a meeting yesterday. And I'm looking for opportunities for you guys. United Way is undergoing an initiative to really concentrate on youth mental health. And so I think, you know, nothing's announced to public or anything like that, but it's an issue in our society. And so we'll highlight the work that they're doing to address a critical need in the mental health arena. And so that'll be our charity highlight of the week. Guys, thank you for your time today. I appreciate you coming
on the
studio.
Appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, co-host, you got anything else to add before we sign off?
Stay tuned. Saturday, South Florida.
Saturday, 3 o'clock local. All right, till then, man. Y'all roll wave.